Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on The Smith Express Show. You feel me? Been a minute, grinding hard, but today is a crazy day. I got the big homie, one of the dopest Midwest artists I think is out there right now, killing it, doing his thing, being consistent, definitely on his road to greatness. My dude, Echo King, what's good, my dude?
What's going on, man?
What's good, my dude?
Chilling, man.
That's what's up. So, hey, let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? You go by the name Echo King. What is that specific meaning behind it?
Yeah, you know, back in the day, I used to rock Echo. The first time I went to the studio, you know, I ain't had no rap name. So they, you know, seen I was rocking Echo, but I added the King, you know. It's like Echo King, and it's like, it's dope.
That's what's up. How long you been doing the music thing?
Been some years now. Maybe like 5. Yeah. Doing performances at least.
That's dope. What are some of your inspirations?
You know, I grew up, my dad liked Pac. You know, I like the Midwest sound, you know. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Twista. You know, I grew up on that, you know. And then, you know, came to 50 Cent and, you know, Eminem.
That's cool. So, I feel you. That's what's up. That's dope. Hey, so let me ask you this. You know what I'm saying? The game is crazy right now. It's all over the place, especially coming from the Midwest. Midwest being one of the hottest spots right now for the hip hop scene. What is it that you bring to the game that's not already there?
Well, I bring, you know, some good melodies. Something different, you know, definitely. You know, it's not all about, you know, going to pop somebody or, you know, sell, you know, dope all the time. You know, I'm making music to inspire people, of course, you know. I got a lot of people looking up to me, so I like to, you know, keep my reps, like, tight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
I feel you. Hey, that's dope, though, man. Hey, I see you out there making noise. You got a mixtape dropping or that dropped already? Or?
No, it's dropping August 4th on all platforms. I'm going to be recording. We're going to tape a video coming this Saturday. That's coming soon.
That's cool. That's dope. What's the, you got a name for it?
The mixtape called Harbor Baby. You know, I'm from the harbor, East Chicago. I know a lot of people know that, where that's at. It's East Chicago, Indiana, not Chicago, Illinois. A lot of people get that mixed up, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm already knowing. Shout out to the whole EC. There's some definitely a lot of legendary artists that came out of the EC that's been making noise for some time.
Right.
So, like, with the new mixtape, you got any special features, any special productions?
The features, I got Critical Diverse on there. He produces a lot of, you know, good music coming out of the Midwest, too. I know we recorded like most of the joints up there, and like we got Yeti Strain.
That's what's up. Shout out to the homie Yeti. You know what I mean, buddy, out there doing his thing too.
Yep. Yeah, we had a video a couple years back, Mobbin'. You can check that out on YouTube.
That's dope. Yeah, all that right there was definitely a banger in my eyes. You feel me? Y'all definitely killed it. Did y'all thing.
Thanks, man.
No problem, no problem. So, like, what's your opinion on the state of hip hop and how it is now?
There's a lot of stuff that goes on that I probably, I ain't approving of. And they make hip hop look, kind of bad, and it's always a bad to a culture, what I'm saying? And they always gonna, make people belittled, by the people that do join rap, and these are the people getting attention and, clout, And anybody can make a hit these days,
Yeah, I feel you. It's a lot easier now. Like, what do you think? You think it's easier now to get in, to get on, or harder? Because, like, I think social media made it a lot, easier to get in contact with people, or, to even stay in tune versus to how it was back in the day. Back in the day, you had to have certain things, or you had to be tuned in with certain people. I think now, only thing you need is just a mic and a computer. And a couple of dope beats, and you got yourself a hit record.
It's a lot different when you get into, when you try to get into the hip hop scene, it's not what it looks like from the outside, And, a lot of people will probably do whatever it takes,
Oh, yeah. You definitely, the clout chasers.
With all that. I don't really do a lot of stunts, I just, handle my business, I'm about to open a business, actually, a landscaping business.
Oh, that's dope. Hey, they need more people out there like that. For real. Definitely to show the way. Open more doors.
We gotta do something else. Can't just work for somebody. And rap's not paying my bills right now,
Yeah. I feel you, Cause hey, your grind is crazy though, bro. And just in due time, just don't ever give up, you feel me? You definitely talented, bro. Like, to me, I think Indiana got some of the most dopest artists I've ever heard, from traveling throughout the U.S. Like, I feel like Indiana, it's crazy that Indiana just don't even get their just dues as of yet, you feel me?
We're really overlooked out here.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's hella talent coming out of Indiana. So, hey, let me ask you this question. I'm going to name a few of your songs, some of the dopest songs that I think you got, and then just tell me the history and how the songs was made, all right?
All right, gotcha.
All right. So, one of the songs that I think, one of my first times ever hearing from you, was a song called Counting Up. Like, how was that song made, and what's the story behind that?
Well, through some stuff, you just gotta get it out, and I got that out, and pressure building like skyscrapers, it's just, you're under pressure, and you gotta just keep going, no one gives you direction, and I actually got we got a remix to that. Coming on the Harbor Baby with Yeti on it.
Oh, that's dope.
Yep.
That's fire. I'm already knowing that shit gonna be hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he went in, man. He went in. Very talented. It's an honor to be working with him. We do shows. We just did a show in Aurora a couple months back.
That's dope.
Those actually, they were like back to back. We were doing them back to back, like every other week or something.
Hey, that's what's up. Shout out to Yeti, man. Hey, y'all definitely on your way, for in my opinion. Y'all dope as fuck. You feel
yeah,
me?
It's just a matter of time before everybody else catch on, you know?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. And when they catch on, motherfuckers gonna be acting like they been there since day one type shit.
Yeah, you know how it go. And, yeah, when this video drops, because I already got, like, a dope visual for it. Like, I guess it's in my head already. Keep going.
That's what's up. Hey, another song that I fuck with hard that you did, I fuck with it hard. It's the Chasing the Bag.
Yeah.
How that song was made? What's the concept behind that?
Man, chasing bag, you know, I'm just gotta get it, man. You know, I got a video for that also.
Yeah, that video go hard. That video go hard as fuck.
That's a beat by Critical Diverse, you know, the one, the one that, produces. He's very talented. He got beats for sale. He makes beats, you know, records all that. And, I've been, recording with him for, yeah, he was the first professional studio I went to, but I was sent, you know, from someone else. I was in a little group called Fix My Hat back in the day, like 2017 or something. You know, we went to Minnesota, did some shows, you know, a couple shows. And, yeah, you know, I've been trying to, do some different things, you know, try to get some merch too, maybe make some shirts.
That's what's up. That's dope. You just released a single. Your latest single was called More, featuring MIC. That was a dope track. How'd that song come about?
That's me and my boy, man, that I grew up with. You know, we go in, man. That was one of the guys I freestyle with, you know what I'm saying? When you get together with all your buddies, you know, smoking, you know. And, man, he's very talented. And, man, I'm like, we gotta jump on the track. And, man, he came up with the crazy hook. You know, we went back to back with it. You know? Yeah, that's the latest one you could see on Apple Music?
Yeah.
That's the latest one you can see on there. I got another single that dropped, you know, maybe a month ago, that's going to be on the Harbor Bay. It's called Slim Shady. It's out on SoundCloud right now. But it's going to drop with the whole CD, you know, coming August 4th.
That's dope. That's dope. So, like, hey, you know what I mean? Well, if someone want to get a hold of you for a feature, or, you know what I'm saying, to tap in with you, shout out your social media so people know what it is.
You can hit me up by Instagram, EKCOKANG, the Facebook. I don't really be on Twitter. You can email me as well, echoeast@gmail.com. EKCOEAST@gmail.com. And you know, it's a lot of beat makers that I gotta get back to. You know, they've been hitting me up on Instagram, you know. I wanna see what they working with.
That's dope. That's what's up. That's dope. Hey, look. What's up? No, finish what you was gonna say.
I was gonna say, I've really been messing with my guy, it's Tone Capone. He's a little younger than me, talented though, you know, his mom was in the music, she actually was was on a feature with me. Turned my stereo up a few years back. And, yeah, he's very talented. He's coming up. Man, he's in the studio damn near every day. Him and my cousins, they want to do the rap thing, too. I think they're on their way, too. You know, we got a lot of music coming out, too. We've been in the studio, I've dropped in every so often on them. Drop a little, a couple gems. And we got some stuff cooking.
That's dope. Hey, look, let me ask you this question. You didn't travel the states. What state showed the most love? Like, what city or place you went to that showed the most love?
Man, when we did this show in Aurora, I'm not sure where it was. Man, they showed mad love, man. I was on stage. I was doing my thing, man.
That's dope.
I believe it was Aurora.
That's what's up. Shout out to the A-Town. They call themselves A-Town.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what I'm saying? When you performing, what song do your fans or your supporters mainly look for you to perform that get the crowd going?
Probably Whipping It. That's one of my older ones. I haven't performed any newer songs lately. I'm just waiting for the tape to get together, But, Whipping It really gets them.
That's dope. So, look, hey, besides the music, you say you got the construction thing, right, going on, or you about to start up?
The landscaping,
but that's what's up. Is there anything else besides that you got going on, or you would like to see yourself into in a few years or so?
Yeah, we gonna get some more music going. I'm gonna keep doing my thing. I wanna get into some other stuff. Real estate. Getting me a building and whatnot. That's the move these days. You gotta make the money work for you. Get some income back from these loans you get. I'm not gonna go invest in a 2022 car. Cars decrease in value as soon as you go off the lot. So we need some. I'm trying to get some assets. Equity.
That's dope. That's what's up. I definitely feel you on that. So look, hey, you collaborated with quite a few people. Is there any dream collaborations you would like to see happen that hasn't happened already?
I would work with definitely one of the older people like Twista. Definitely have him on the track.
Oh yeah, that'll be a dope collaboration, especially with your style and his. I think it'll definitely go together.
Right. Anybody new though? I like Lil Baby. He's nice.
That's what's up. Who you got coming out of Indiana? Is there anybody in Indiana we should be looking for that's been a pop that, in your opinion, that's dope?
Yeah, we got a few people. Right now, Young Dink. You heard of him?
What's his name?
Young Dink. Yeah, he just dropped the album. Trapper of the Year, or Trapper, Most Valuable Trapper or something.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah. I'm gonna definitely look into him.
He's coming out of the East Chicago too, Indiana.
That's dope. So, musically, you got the mixtape finna drop. Is there any more releases, big releases coming before the end of the year, or?
Oh, yeah, of the year. Once I drop this mixtape, you know, we got hella music coming out with my fam Pookie Flama and Lou Screw. Be on the lookout, man. They already going hard. Their style is completely different from mine. They got different inspirations. So, you know, we going good together.
That's what's up. That's dope. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you too long. Definitely a dope interview, you feel me? Definitely an honor to have you on the show.
You know, be honest with you, this is my first interview.
Nah, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? You definitely doing your thing out here. Definitely an honor to have you on the show.
Man, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me. Man, you great people. I heard a lot of good things about you. I see you got books coming out, right?
Yeah.
Going on.
Good looking. But hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, for those that is tuning in, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to get in the game and accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished, you got any encouraging words for them?
Man, just keep going and go hard, go harder. Man, because ain't nobody really going, they ain't going to give you the blueprint, you know? You know, keep it 100, man. Be yourself, honestly.
That's big facts. Hey, and you know what I'm saying? I think that's something that the game misses. You know what I'm saying? Like, in general, just the originality that it once had back in the day. You feel me?
Right. And that's some of the things I'm bringing to the table. You know, I'm not trying to be nothing I'm not. You know.
Yeah, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? I salute you on that for real, yo. Cause like a lot of people now don't even know the doors that they opening by speaking on certain things that they know nothing about.
Right. And you know, never know what's on the other side of those doors.
Big facts. You know what I'm saying? It sounds good on record, but when it's time to you know what I'm saying, act out, or when the shit hits the fan, you start seeing people true colors.
You know, it's like that a lot in the game too. You know, a lot of people trying to get over. Really gotta, I would say that to the younger generation. Watch out for these people that's promising things that they can't come through with. You know what I'm saying? You know, family and business don't mix, you know?
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I definitely agree on that for real. You know what I'm saying? I think pleasure and business don't mix, and emotions and business don't mix as well.
Right. We just trying to see the next level, you know, leveling up, you know, becoming my own boss.
That's what's up. That's dope. So what, you got a group or a team you working on, or you trying to push?
Yeah, you know, we don't got no name or nothing, but we working together, and you know, this the fam, you know what I'm saying? These my cousins, and man, I gotta say, I'm proud of them. Like, man, they probably got 100 songs by now, the way they've been in the studio, man. They going hard, like,
that's
every day.
That's dope.
Like, I wish I could like them. You know, I got a fam, you know, and I don't do, you know, like I want to, but I drop in, man. Every time I drop in the studio, jams. You know what I'm saying? They say, you know, this is not my words, you know, because I'm hard on myself when it comes to my music. You know, they say I'm the best, you know what I'm saying, type stuff, out the 219. That's what they say.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? My opinion, I definitely feel like you got the potential to take over some shit. You feel me?
Right, yeah. I would never jump the gun, though, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people doing their thing, like, you know. I'm just glad to be able to, you know, do my thing. And, continue making this music. You know, I'm make this visuals. There's gonna be more videos coming soon. Got this mixtape right now. And like I said, we're working on a lot of music, and we gonna have a name real soon though. But like I said, my fam, Pookie Flama and Loose Screw, and it's Tone Capone, that's our producer.
That's dope. So look, hey, I know it might be caught off guard and everything, but for those that you know what I'm saying, that might not have heard of you, like, is it cool, you know what I'm saying, I could get you to spit a quick hot 16 so people can see what I see and to why I call you one of the dopest coming out of Indiana?
All right,
go ahead.
Envision it, not designed for illiterates. Listen up when I'm spitting it. Quiet, let's be considerate. If I'm starting, I'm finishing. Heart is pumping, adrenaline. Hands in hand when I'm whipping it. Gotta put your whole wrist in it. Whisking it, now I'm mixing it. Witness me put my mix in it. On the beat, never missing it. Roll the dice and I'm risking it. Roll some weed and I'm hitting it. It is quickly diminishing. Pour some drink and I'm sipping it. Chill is gone or I'm sick of it. Can't go out with her, she ticklish. Telling her, put my dick in it. Simply, I am sick in it, eating it. Oh my god, it's very fine. I don't know, shit.
Hey, that's what's up, bro. I see you. You know what I mean? You definitely just killed that shit. I feel you. That's what's up, G, for real, for real.
Hey.
You got any upcoming shows coming up, or?
Not at the moment. We trying to set some stuff up, though. Man, the team ready. They told me they ready.
Hey, that's dope.
Yeah, we gotta get these on the road.
Hell yeah. Hey, shout out your social media again so motherfuckers that's not in tune could be in tune with you.
Echo Kang, EKCOKANG. You could Google it too. I have a panel as well.
That's dope.
So you can find all my music there too.
That's what's up. Oh, what about on SoundCloud?
Yeah, SoundCloud. Yeah, same Echo Kang, EKCOKANG. Check me out. I got a lot of music on there that I don't have out on the other platforms. I got putting out more music there. You know, longer.
That's what's up. That's dope. Hey, definitely an honor, my dude. For real.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. To the Chris. The Smith, right? The Smith Show?
Yeah, the Smith Express Show.
Thanks for having me, man. You're dope as hell. You're bringing a lot of artists out.
Yeah, good looking, my G. Definitely, it's an honor, bro. What's up? Hey, you know what I'm saying? We gonna lock in. You know what I'm saying? You got the numbers. You know what I'm saying? You need anything, future interviews or anything, just let me know. We're gonna chop it up.
Yeah, thanks. You could find the mixtape on all social, on all platforms. Harbor Baby. Go check it out. Like I said, video dropping soon with Lottie Dottie Films. Let's get it.
Alright, bet it up, my dude. All right. For sure.
Alright, man.
Alright, for sure, yo.
Alright, thanks for having me, bro.
Alright, no problem, boss. Alright. Hey, there you have it. Dope interview with the partner Echo King from Indiana. Definitely killing it. Northwest Indiana, stand the fuck up. Definitely should be proud of that dude. He's been getting it in, grinding hard, so it's only right I had him on the hottest show, the Smith Express Show. You already know what it is. Signing off, your boy Smith. Let's get it. Yeah.